If he is a God, let him plead for himself, because his altar has been torn down. Wow. His father changed his heart, right? Overnight. This is God, right? Blessing. I mean, there's no way that Gideon expect his father to stick up for him like that, right? Because his father is the one that have an altar built inside his house. But now his father all of a sudden just woke up. So don't underestimate the power of God. When you and I do something that is right, especially when we show our love toward our family, our father, mother who's not a believer yet, and our friends, our loved one who's not a believer yet. When we do what is right, destroy the idols that's inside their hearts, then God will be with us. It's very important. Just like my biological father, right? Because he was a Buddhist for many years. And for me as a son, it's so hard to talk to him because what? Because, you know, Asian, right? I mean, Asian parents, whatever they say, you must listen, right? So during the time I tried to preach to my dad, you know, different ways. But the last time I preached to him, and he was in the hospital dying. And I told him, Dad, right, if you die tomorrow, I'm not going to see you anymore. And he's like, what are you talking about? Say, if you die tomorrow, you're not going to go to heaven. You're going to go to hell. I was very, you know, sometimes you don't preach, but sometimes you have to preach, right? And this is the time I know I have to preach to him, right? I say, if you don't get baptized and you die, you will go to Hades. Then I'm never, ever going to see you again. And I was very plainly to him because that was his last opportunity. And then thank God. And my dad said, okay, son, I will be baptized. Can you imagine that, right? Just like that. I mean, if you know my father, I mean, my father, he never, when he eats, he sit down and my mother serve him. That's it. He never pick up the dish. He never get his own food, you know. He's like, you know, he's like an old Asian man who just like think that his wife is a slave, right? That's what it is, right? So in other words, he doesn't listen to anybody. So when he said, I will be baptized, then during the time in Boston, there's no baptism. So he came to visit us, he got baptized in Sacramento, right? But for my dad to say that, this is God's movement, God's Holy Spirit. So don't underestimate the power of God. But you and I must do what is right first, just like Gideon. Gideon did not say anything to God. God, why do you have to destroy my father's altar? Why do you have to do that first? But he didn't say one word. He was obedient to God's task. Then he went to destroy the altar of Baal. And after destroying, his father wanted to stood up for him. If his father not stood up for him, maybe he could have been dead. But of course, God moved his father's heart. And that's why Joash said to the people, look, I mean, maybe Joash worshipped idols all these years. But all of a sudden, he came to a realization, look, if Baal is a god, let him stand up for himself, right? Look, his altar, the one is destroyed. Let him speak. But of course, it's an idol. It cannot do anything, right? So for us, never be afraid to do what is right. Especially with our family members. If you and I are righteous, if you and I are holy, and we may preach to our loved ones, God will be with us. For here, that's why for Gideon, it's not by coincidence why his father stood up for him. Because Gideon did exactly what God wanted him to do. And because of this, and look at verse 34. But the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon. Then he blew the trumpet, and the Abiezerite gathered behind him, verse 35. And he sent messengers throughout all Manasseh, who also gathered behind him. He also sent messengers to Asa, Zebulun, and Naphtali, and they came up to meet them. Remember, during that time, the Israelites most worship idols, and they don't work in unity. So that's why the enemy come and conquer them and destroy them. But because Gideon did what was right in the eyes of God, destroyed the altar of Baal. Because of that, now he blew the trumpet, right? And now he cried out, he spoke. Then all the people came and worked with him. This is so important, brothers and sisters. Well, after this IHTS, make a determination to destroy the altar of Baal inside your heart. It can be different things to every single one of us. But make sure we destroy it. And this next 7 days is the perfect time to destroy it. Like, look at Amanda. She went IHTS, remember? Right? And before she went, God destroyed all her. God make her laptop, right? Not working, right? Why? Because in the laptop, she watched what? Korean soap opera and that kind of stuff, right? Then when she went there, she already made determined she doesn't want to watch those kind of things again. So when she came home, her laptop is not, she can't even recover her laptop, right? Everything in it was totally gone. When you and I have a willing heart, God really will work with us. But you and I must be obedient. As the mighty man of God, obedience is crucial. And when we are obedient, do what is right in the eyes of God, then God will give us the strength and God will give us the power. Whatever you and I want to remove inside heart, if you have a willing heart to remove it, God will help us go through it. One last testimony. There's a brother, right? He smokes because before he came to TGSC, he used to be a gangster. Right? And he was the leader of the gang and he did so much drug and all his hair is gone, right? It's not Jason, right? Jason did a lot of drugs and he has gone too, but there's another brother, right? And he was hiding out in a certain place, right? He was hiding out in a certain place. So, but he got rid of many things except for one thing, smoking. He cannot stop smoking, right? Always smoking, he always smoking. Every time I see him, he's always like this, right? And I say, hey, you baptized away, you must get rid of that bad habit. Then he's like, oh, pray for me so God can help me to stop smoking. So then he made determination and he prayed to God, God, please, I really want to stop smoking. So one day he was walking, he fell, right? And he fell. And then cracked his lip open, really big, all bloody and stuff, so he cannot hold his cigarette when he's smoking, right? And then guess what he did? He swapped to the other side. You know, if you're a smoker, you know that you, when you smoke on this side all the time, it's very difficult to smoke on the other side because it's awkward, right? So he's from here, he cannot hold a cigarette anymore because it's nicotine. When he do it, it burns his lip, right? It's very painful. So he moved to the other side. Then he walked again, and he's still smoking, and he fell again, and then he cracked this side. And from then on, thank God he stopped smoking. There's no place to hold his cigarettes now, you know? Why? Because he has a willing heart, right? He wants to change, but he cannot. But God found a way. That is, cracked his whole lips. He cannot hold it. So his lips are always swollen, right? Always swollen. But after he stopped smoking, and of course, his lip became normal again, right? So really praise and thank God. So now let's come up and pray together. And let's destroy that altar of Baal inside our hearts. And we build it with the altar of the Lord. And build on the rock. And anything that is resemble that wooden image, cut it all down and let's burn it to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now let's come up and pray together.